it's estimated that nearly 5,000 people may have died at New York's World Trade Center. Information about missing people is still being reported to the mayor's hotline. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the latest from the missing persons hotline?
Bob, the list of those missing still stands at 4,763. I spoke to a psychologist managing that missing person call center this morning, and he reports that through last night, they're still receiving about 1,400 calls an hour. He says it's tapering off a bit early this morning. He couldn't give me any information regarding what percentage of those callers were seeking information about missing loved ones versus those who were actually reporting someone missing. We do expect to hear an updated missing persons figure later today. I might add we do have some subtotals from foreign countries. We know about 100 British citizens have been reported missing, about 100 Japanese and 27 South Koreans.
Have they identified any more of the bodies being recovered from the World Trade Center wreckage?
Well, not the last report from the mayor's office is that just 35 victims have been identified. We know that the official death toll is 184 people, according to the mayor. Those recovery efforts are turning up just 47 whole bodies, and the rest are just parts.
What about firefighters and rescue workers?
Well, we've now heard the analogies to Pearl Harbor with the death toll now in New York at about 5,000. It's doubled the number of deaths in the Pearl Harbor attack. But you ask about firefighters, and I think that processing the number of firefighters missing is another way to put the enormity of this tragedy into perspective. 350 firefighters are reported missing after Tuesday's attack. It's a staggering loss. It's more than double the number of firefighters killed in action in the entire United States since 1977.
Of course, they continue to be in danger because they're working at an awful site.
That's right, and now we have reports of the rain, and of course they're tired, and of course having problems breathing with unhealthy air. So yes, they can continue to be heroic.
What information do you have from the Pentagon?
Well, 126 people remain unaccounted for and are presumed dead at this point. That does not include the 64 people who died in the American Airlines plane that carried out the attack. The operations there have switched officially from search and rescue to recovery operation. The Army has lost 74 people, the Navy 42, and 10 others are from defense agencies. Yesterday evening, the Navy released names of those presumed dead in the attack. The highest-ranking officials are two captains, one age 44, another age 57. The youngest person on the casualty list there is a 21-year-old electronics technician.
Sad to say, the Pentagon is used to dealing with situations like this, and they have a facility for that in Dover. Is that where the bodies are going in this situation?
It's not clear to me where the bodies are going. I've heard Bowling Air Force Base, which straddles the river. At this time, in terms of their staging facilities, they haven't been talking to the press about that.
NPR's Allison Aubrey.